Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 149 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. So where do ideas come from? Where do our ideas about, well, just about anything in our lives, but especially about photography, where do they come from? One of the things that I've always sort of sorted out in my head is that every new idea is just a restatement of old ideas. And sometimes it's several old ideas combined into a new one. One of the things that I used to work with my students on whenever I was teaching a class was how important synthesizing ideas was. And that students oftentimes would tend to sort of pigeonhole their knowledge into a particular spot based on the class that they were taking. If it was a studio lighting class, they'd put that information into the studio lighting box and not think about the other kinds of ideas about what photography might be beyond the studio lighting components that they were learning. So collecting ideas and then taking those ideas and synthesizing them together into something new is a really important component of how photography works. And collecting ideas is a great way of mining new ways of thinking of things. And I just thought I'd spend a few minutes in this episode of Camera Position talking about something that I call an idea bank. An idea bank. Now, my original idea bank that I've had for years and years and years is a folder, a big manila folder, standard issue file folder that one might get at an office supply store. And that folder is someplace where I've put snippets of things, little things that I've written down, pictures that I've found in magazines, pictures that I've made with a cell phone camera or with another camera, things that may not have a great deal of importance as individual things, but I stick them away in the idea bank and hoping later that I can pull them out from time to time and examine them. And what I like about doing this with a folder, and I still keep my folder, even though we'll talk here in a second about other ways that I'm using for an idea bank, other things, other technologies. But the thing I like about a folder is that I can pull those things out physically and lay them out on a table and begin to kind of think about ways that they might relate to one another. If it's a particularly beautiful leaf that I found on the sidewalk during the autumn, or if it is an article that I read in a magazine and tore that article out, or a quotation that I found and scribbled down and tossed into the folder, I can begin to put those ideas together and begin to look at them as not only individual objects, but hopefully begin to synthesize them and put them together into something new. And what's really nice about this idea for an idea bank is that you can follow the roots of that idea, the tree of idea. You can follow the root of that idea tree as far as it can go. So where did that thing come from? This quotation that you found that you really like, that was inspirational or thought-provoking in some way, where did that come from? And where can you go and find more information about that particular topic? And as you follow the roots, the ancestral roots of this idea, you might discover that there are some other ancestors that have something in common with it. And you can begin to research everything you can find about these two or three or four things that you have all together in your idea bank. And there's some really nice ways that you can begin to think through, wow, I'm really interested in that topic, and I'm also interested in this topic. And if I put those two topics together, it forms a new idea that I hadn't thought about before. So being able to research those things, whether it's research you're doing in books or more commonly now research that we do using the internet, using some sort of search mechanism like Google to search everything that you can find out about things that are in your idea bank. And with that, there are some other really great ways that you can collect ideas. I often tend to use the notes function in my Macintosh and iOS operating systems. One of the things I like about that is that as soon as I make a note in one place, it automatically replicates across to other places. I've also used a little bit, although somewhat less, although I know a lot of people do use something like Evernote, which allows them to take notes and create an archive of ideas as they go along. Still, other people I know use something like Instagram or Tumblr to gather together those ideas that they're interested in. It may not be their primary method of making images or even sharing images, but they may use that as their idea bank, whether it is a quotation that they've found or an image that they've found or an article that they link to. That method of doing it electronically is something that a lot of people like. Now, those of you who know me well know that I'm kind of an electronic geeky kind of a guy, and I'm really interested in the idea of storing these notes in some sort of electronic format. However, like a lot of things in photography, I find that physically being able to take these ideas out of my physical idea bank folder and move them around can be really, really helpful because I can more easily sort them into categories and more easily take this particular thing and place it next to another particular thing and begin to think about what happens if I look at, for example, autumn leaves and some sort of ordering system of putting things in a grid format. So if I found a photograph about grids and I'm really interested in this idea of grids, what can I do to think about these four or five leaves or some other objects that I've found and begin to sort of make them into something new using this grid format? So hopefully you can see that this is an idea that has some merit. I'm hoping that some of you are already doing something like this. And for those of you who are, I'd really love to hear about it. Log on to the Camera Position Facebook page, Jeff Curto Podcasts Facebook page, and drop a little note and say, you know, here's what I do for an idea bank. Here's where I come up with new ideas. And that idea, that concept, I suppose I'm using idea too much here, but that concept of every new idea being a restatement of old ideas, and that sometimes several old ideas can combine into a new concept, a new thing that you can get from this collection of notations that you've made along the way. So think about your idea bank. Think about what's in your idea bank. Whether it's a stack of books on your bedside table or a folder that you keep in your studio space or something you keep on your phone or a blog that you keep to kind of journal your ideas or a physical journal that you use. Think about the ways in which those ideas in your idea bank can continue to feed your photography, give you concepts for new projects, give you ideas for new ways to move your thinking across the sort of line of being stuck or stagnant in what you're making photographs of. So post some stuff on that Facebook page and let's see what we come up with. And I'm really interested to see more of you on that Facebook page and in the Flickr space and so forth and so on as we begin to build our Camera Position community. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.